that the smaller, you know, genres. There's little bitty genre and big ones, you know, like.
Out in the swamps, what do you call those things that croak out in the swamps, you know, and they croak all the time?
Frogs.
What, they got any different kinds of frogs around?
Yeah, I have bullfrogs and spring frogs.
What's the difference between those two?
Oh, the difference is the size of the bigger ones. They call a bullfrog, and the smaller ones are called a spring frog, but they all grow up about the same thing.
And what about the brown ones that just live out in the dry?
Old toads. They ain't no good for nothing. And mothers are good to eat.
How do you cook them?
Fry them. Skin them off and fry them. And that's some of the best meat you've ever eaten in your life.
What's it kind of taste like?
Oh, that tastes better than any meat you ever seen. I don't know anything you ever seen.
Oh. I don't guess it probably ain't got any fat or anything on it, has it?
No, it ain't got a bit of fat. It just got good lean meat there. So it's like eating a fountain frog right now.
That's pretty expensive, you know.
Yeah, mine's expensive.
Some things you see sometimes in fresh water streams, they kind of look like, they got claws, you know, and you turn them over and they swim away backwards. You know what?
I had some crawfish.
Yes, you ever eat any of those?
Yeah.
How do you cook those?
You cook them like you do a shrimp, boiling. Boiling and take the hull off of it and fry it, some of it. It's about like you do shrimp.
It tastes pretty good?
Yeah, man, it's good. But there ain't many of them.
Yes, sir. And, what do you call those things that maybe insects or kind of things that maybe get in your closet and eat holes in your clothes, or they fly around in lamps at night? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what.
You know, you might have to get those little balls and put in there to keep your feet in your clothes, eat holes in your clothes.
Moss balls, yeah. I don't want to go there.
They got many moths around here?
Yeah. A few, not too many.
Well, you know that kind of bug that flies around at night and its tail lights up?
The lightning bug.
You see many of those still out here?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
You know, in most cities and everything, they're about to disappear. I think all these insects.
Yeah. They are disappearing in this part of the country like they used to be. Used to be at night. When night comes, you could see them. They just about light up the element.
Oh.
And these woods, you know, they just rise up and be on the bushes and never were.
You used to catch them when you were a boy?
Yeah, I'd catch it.
In a jar.
Yeah.
And
I would live lighted up jar.
Those things that they are, oh, it's a kind of a long, thin-bodied insect. It has two pair of shiny wings and hangs around damp places. It's supposed to eat mosquitoes, you know.
You're all great.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see many of those around still?
Yeah, there's a lot of them around. Every even get to lake, you can see them all over the place around there.
Yes. What about the kind of insects that sting you real bad? Can you tell me about those?
They have some bumblebees and bees and ants and stings on this thing, yeah.
They got hornets and stuff like that?
Yeah, hornets too. But there's too many of them kind. No more.
And hornets and wasps, they the same thing?
No, hornet is bigger. He hurts you a lot worse than a hornet. A wasp will.
Where do wasps usually live?